Marcel Sayek here, and welcome to the bonus cook-along episode for the BBC Good Food Podcast. In this week's podcast, I talked about my favourite dish, and here I'm going to give you my recipe for cobbly palau. Don't forget, you can pause this episode at any time if you want to cook along with me. This recipe serves 4 to 6 people, and the ingredients you're going to need are 1.5 pounds of lamb, 2 teaspoons of cumin seeds, 350 grams of carrots, 250 grams of sultanas. We want 1/4 cup of sesame oil, 2 sliced onions, 4 chopped garlic cloves, salt, about 1 tablespoon, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 500 grams of rice. Basmati is preferred. And you will also need a teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of Afghan jeera, grated ginger. So, the first step. You want to make sure to rinse your rice. We want the water that the rice will be in to run clear. The cloudy water is the starch that you really don't want because it will make for a very sticky rice, and the cobbly palau is not about that. Next, we're going to prepare the lamb. It's best to use a pressure cooker, but a regular pot will do. It will just take a bit longer in a regular pot. Add your sesame oil and heat up the oil. Add your onions, slightly caramelize them. Add your garlic. Cook this for about 30 seconds and then add the cumin. Now you want to add the lamb and just sear it off so you can get a nice little colour on it. Then you add your tablespoon of salt. And after all of this is mixed in, add 3 cups of water. And you want to cook it for about 20 minutes in the pressure cooker on high pressure. If it's in a regular pot, it'll probably be more around 45 with the lid on and constantly checking. You want to make sure with a fork, if you're cooking in a normal pot, that the meat is very, very tender. So 45 minutes to an hour. While your meat is cooking, you now need to prepare your carrots and your sultanas. So add some vegetable oil to a pan, about 1 tablespoon. Then add your shredded carrots. This really will not take long. You do not want greasy, oily carrots. You want crispy, lightly caramelized, cooked through, and so it should be soft. So you can tell if they're cooked, if they've got a nice little color on top, and then they're soft to the touch. Place this now onto a piece of foil separately once you remove them, just as an extra way to remove any extra oil. Next, your sultanas in the same oil as the carrots, just fry them off. If you need to add a little bit more oil, do so, but it's just a light caramelization. This will be really, really, really quick for about 20 to 30 seconds. Then add them next to the carrots. Do not mix your carrots and sultanas, as for the plating, it's very important that they remain separate. Once you've done this, you boil a large pot of salted water, add a little bit of oil and mix it in. This is for your rice. Take your rice that you've rinsed and soaked and add it to the boiling water. This is the step that you're really going to want to keep an eye on now, because really it should only take you about 5 to 7 minutes based on your gas, your rice, your equipment. But you really only, you don't want mushy rice. If you can break the rice with your finger, that's how you know that it is ready. You don't want it to be overly mushy. Drain your rice in a colander. Once you've drained it, bring it back on the hob, put the hob on a very low heat, take a few tea towels, wrap the lid of your pot. This is a normal pot. Wrap the lid of your pot with the tea towels and then place this lid back onto the pot with the rice inside. This is how you are going to very delicately steam your rice. As you do this, you're now going to work on the caramelized brown sauce that gives the cobbly palau the color, the beautiful golden caramel color that it is. First thing you're going to do is, with your original meat dish, your meat should be cooked now. I want you to remove your meat and leave the juices in the pressure cooker to the side. We will need them later. In a separate pot, heat up 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil. Add to this your Afghan jeera, cumin, paprika, and let this just kind of cook in for a little bit. Add 1 tablespoon of soy sauce. And then you're going to take the meat juices and pour them into this mixture. Mix it all together. As that all mixes, you're now going to open your rice, which is going to be, it's all done now, it's just being steamed. You pour this mixture on top of your rice. This is now ready for plating. You will get a giant tray. You will take your lamb and place it at the bottom of this giant serving tray. You will then pour your rice over that. Must be brown now to the color because you've mixed in your entire broth. Then you place the carrots on top and the sultanas at the very top. And then with a wooden spoon, just make a few almost indents into your rice just to allow the meat to breathe a little. Now your traditional kobli palau is complete. Enjoy. Thank you.